The Federal Communications Commission and CBS have released transcripts of the network's 60 Minutes interview with then-Vice President Kamala Harris during the 2024 presidential campaign. President Donald Trump has sued the network for $10 billion, claiming it deceptively edited the interview to help Harris in October as she and Trump battled down the home stretch of the campaign. What does the transcript show? The transcript shows that Harris's answers to questions were edited in two specific instances during the sit-down interview. The first was a response to a question from correspondent Bill Whitaker. He asked what the United States could do to end the war between Israel and Hamas. The transcript shows Harris gave a 140-word response that the New York Post describes as rambling. However, when the 60 Minutes program aired, editors cut down her answer to a succinct 56-word reply. In a second example, Whitaker asked Vice President Harris about Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu charting his own course and defying the Biden administration. The transcript shows Harris gave a 179-word answer. But 60 Minutes only used 20 seconds. Why is President Trump suing? Trump filed the lawsuit after CBS aired different responses from Harris to the same question about Israel on Face the Nation and 60 Minutes. Trump's lawyers contend that the editing amounted to election interference to make her look more coherent. A CBS source told the New York Post that CBS did Harris a lot of favors. What is the response from CBS? CBS has responded to the transcript release, saying in a statement, "In reporting the news, journalists regularly edit interviews for time, space, or clarity. In making these edits, 60 Minutes is always guided by the truth and what we believe will be most informative to the viewing public, all while working within the constraints of broadcast television." It went on to say that a longer portion was broadcast on Face the Nation and a shorter excerpt on 60 Minutes the next day, and that each answer reflected the substance of her answer. What happens next? FCC Commissioner Brendan Carr said the commission will hold hearings over the complaint and the public will have a chance to weigh in, possibly in March. A settlement between Trump and CBS is also possible.